for my fellas, for my guys that's in the chat, because we want to move over into Candace Owens and Mark Lamont, okay? Y'all going to have to gird up. Ladies, too, when I speak to the fellas, I'm also holding it down for the ladies. Y'all going to have to gird up. What does that mean? That means that we going to have to get into our Bible. We going to have to start focusing on our spirituality. We going to have to read books and educate ourselves. And I'm not talking about fun stuff and fantasy. I'm talking about financially educating yourself. Reading David Goggins' You Can't Hurt Me. We going to have to align ourselves on Rich Dad, Poor Dad, The Alchemist, The Richest Man in Babylon, Money Master the Game by Tony Robbins. You're going to have to understand the 700 Years of Slavery. That's a book. We're going to have to start reading our word, the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible. We're going to have to start dedicating ourselves to becoming more knowledgeable. We're going to have to start letting that then implementing it, right? The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham, Buffettology by Warren Buffett. We're going to have to start really deep diving. I need y'all to put the video games away. I know that some of y'all are going to reject this. I know that some of y'all are going to say, Anton, nope, I ain't giving it up. Anton, nope, I'm not studying for myself. Anton, nope, I work my 40 hours and I just want to go home. Let me tell you something, bro. This is a war. If I'm not the perfect example for you, not saying that I'm better than you or I'm the best to ever do it, but to tell you that I don't rest on my laurels, I'm not satisfied with just enough, because it's not about it being enough. And the money is going to come regardless, because you're going to be rewarded according to your greatness. And as long as you continue to be great and level up, that's going to be reflected in everything in your life. But what I am telling you is that I'm not fighting just for me right now. I'm fighting for men. I'm not the person that's under duress when it comes to family court laws. But you know why I can speak towards the plight of men is because I am in a position of power and I don't have to wait till I get in duress before I advocate for you guys. Okay? But you're going to have to help me. You're going to have to do the work too. We got to get our families together. We got to stop sleeping around, meaningless sex. We got to start going to work. We got to start eating healthier. We got to groom ourselves. We got to be in a position of power, because don't nobody want to hear from anybody that has not gotten themselves together. Nobody wants to have a conversation with the guy on the street or the bum on the street and he trying to give you financial advice. They don't. Nobody want to go to a fat trainer. They don't. Don't nobody want to hear from a person that don't have their family together. You know why it was so difficult for him to debate me last night? And he never knew what was going to happen to him. He had no clue. And I warned him. I said, listen, go and get you some extra water. I know you think that this is going to be something else, but you've never met a dude like me before. Because see, you can't throw ad hominem attacks at me. My wife was there with me. I'm a reflection of what I advocate for. Before I ever get into a debate, they first research you. They first want to know who you are, because they want to know if they can then use what you had against you. And I had so many different clips loaded up that I decided not to even throw those, because I don't throw ad hominem attacks. I don't want to bring in, I didn't need to bring his past into the future, into the forefront to expose. It didn't have to expose him like that. I was able to expose him like this. You can't debate my arguments. I spend an infinite amount of time doing self-work, communicating effectively, right? All of this stuff is going to spill over into all of these different things. I've been married longer than you and successfully married. My family is together. I don't have any children out of wedlock. My money is right. You can't use the same tactics. You can't say, oh, that's because you dusty. Oh, see, all of these men want to feel some type of way because they ain't got their women. No, my household is in order, more in order than you could ever imagine. I'm a reflection of my word. I live it. And so all they had to go off of was the questions that was being asked. And if you notice in other conversations that he had with other men, he would bring up what they doing wrong, but he couldn't do that with me. So in order for him to emphasize this point, He had to bring up what he did wrong. He had to go into his past and say, no, I was dusty before. Oh, I was messed up with all these other women before. But see, when you remove the excuses, it makes your argument that much greater. And so what I'm telling y'all is, y'all have to absolutely 100% be on point 100% of the time, and you got to gird up. Because I'm not doing this for me. My family is good. I'm doing this for the culture. I want to be, and I've always told y'all this, I want to leave this earth in a better space had I not been here. I want my men and my guys and my women and all of y'all to be incredibly successful. That's why I show y'all my receipts. That's why I document the journey. But in order for you to be prepared for war, you got to gird up. You got to get your breastplate of righteousness. See, in every way, he was outgunned, outclassed, out everything. Because I knew my word better than him. So then when he tried to bloviate and change what the word of God said, I was able to debate that. No. You don't put your trust in a person. You don't look up to a woman. You don't make a woman your God. That's called idolatry, right? When we start going into the word of God, I'm girded up because I study every day. I pray every day. I don't have to, when he first got on the stream, he started doing this stuff for the people. When the cameras cut on, okay, let's pray. Cool. Guess what? I had prayed all day, every day, because I stay consecrated. I stay in my word. I study my Bible. So then when somebody comes up and they showed up, because see, the devil know the Bible too. And when they try to leverage the word in order to try to debate you and defeat you, you could just say, no, Because guess what? Jesus was tempted 3 times by the devil. Hey, call on your God. Call on your God, lest your feet get dashed against that ground. Oh, you hungry? You hungry? Man shouldn't live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth. You don't have to. I could reference it immediately. I'm referencing it immediately. I can lean on my word and I can reference exactly where it is that I found it at. And when I hear something that don't sound right, no. You misquoting the scriptures. And then you remove all of the things that they can say about you because your life is a reflection of it. So now the only thing that women, even the women that was against me, of course I know I was in hostile territory. So even the women that was against you in a chat, all they could do is throw attacks at what they thought I was. Oh, he must come from a broken household. Nope, 2-parent household. Oh, I bet you that his wife is under duress. Nope, she's sitting right there. And even Yada had to acknowledge, yeah, and I'm glad your wife is dope. What can you say? All of those little attacks, because I got my breastplate of righteousness on. Because I don't have any part where you can poke me and stab me at. You got to look me in my eye. And you got to stop talking to them. And eventually I'm looking at you. You looking at them because you don't want to face me. Because the longer that we talked, the worse it got. But the reason why they've been able to dismiss so many of y'all up to this point is because they was able to refer to you. And they was like, hey, listen. You with her, but you ain't marry her, and you got a bunch of kids out of wedlock, and you broke, and all of this other type of stuff. And it may not have anything to do with the argument that y'all having, but then it then puts you at a disadvantage because they able to attack you on things that you're not girded up in. And so you then got to prepare yourself. You got to put yourself in a position of power. They don't listen. You know why they hate me? Because I am the biggest advocate for you. While not at the same time suffering as in the same way that our guys are suffering. So I'm much more powerful as an advocate because they can't use ad hominem attacks in order to attack what it is that I'm saying to them. When you run up upon a dude, a rich man, what you gonna do? Say he broke? No. You can't do it. And I didn't even dig into him. I didn't dig him in his past or anything like that. But what I'm telling my guys is that it's time to put away the childish games and it's time to become a man. It's time to put away childish games and you got to become a man. You got to get in your words. You got to get your money right. You got to stop buying stuff to impress people that don't care nothing about you. You got to stop being dusty. You got to stop letting these women be able to. Is it a woman in your past that can come up and say, hey, man, he did the ditty to me? I don't worry about that. I speak so confidently. I speak so matter of fact because I'm 100% on point. I don't worry about it. Anything that anybody say about me, all they could do is make up lies. All they could do is make up a rumor. Because I'm that. And again, I'm not sitting here trying to say it because I'm bigging myself up. I'm saying it because I want to be used and to be a tool to do the right thing for righteousness, for righteousness' sake. And it ain't about me per se. It's about us. But I don't want to do it alone. I want to do it with you. Let's get it. I shouldn't be the only one up here that's prepared for war. I shouldn't be the only one up here that can communicate effectively. I shouldn't be the only one up here that's reading my word. I shouldn't be the only one up here that's getting rich. I shouldn't be the only one up here that's advocating. I shouldn't be the only one that got his family together. I don't want to be that. And I know it's a lot of y'all, it's a silent majority of y'all that also rock with me. That's also a reflection of it. But we got more work to do. We got more work to do. And no, I'm not paying $50,000 for Box. You can forget it. I know I entertain y'all. We have fun on Monday night. I say wild stuff. But at the end of the day, is your life a reflection of the thing that you advocate for? Would you want your daughter to marry you? Let's get it. All right. Let me read some of the super chats. And then we're going to move over to the next portion of the show. And I appreciate y'all. I do. But we got to work.